I am opening the second public hearing for the CDBG program. In the room are me, Lucy Meyer, Jade Powell, Deputy Director of the Southeastern Regional Development Agency, Todd Thorne, Regional Planner, CERDA, and Vicky Worry,
Government Affairs Director,
CERDA. This hearing was called to allow citizens to provide input concerning the project that was awarded under the 2024 Community Development Block Grant Program. The Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments, SEULG, has amended its capital investment plan and decided to apply for funds on behalf of the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. In the room are Vicky Ori, and Todd Thorne, and Chris Allred, who is also a project director, who's not in the room but is a project director, are representing the regional planning, admin, and consolidated planning, single family housing rehabilitation, and land acquisition phase 4 projects. The application for these projects was successful in the regional rating and ranking process, and regional planning will receive $50,000, admin and consolidated planning will receive $50,000, single family housing rehabilitation will receive $174,000, and land acquisition phase 4 will receive $189,569. These projects are intended to serve the Southeastern Utah region through admin and planning, and the land acquisition phase 4 will aim to acquire land for low-income housing. I will now open the hearing for any comments, questions, and concerns from any public attendees. Currently, there are no attendees in the public. It is 2:02.
P.M.
Also, just to note, the projects and locations are here located in Southeast Utah, Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan counties.
Thanks.
So now we'll just wait to make sure we get the public enough opportunity to get here. It was posted, the notice was posted at our building on the Utah Public Meeting website and in the newspapers throughout our region. So we'll just wait a couple minutes. If there's no comments or anything, then we'll go ahead and just close the public hearing, but we'll give the public enough time to provide any comments on the 4 projects as presented.
Wait, was that all four houses?
Three.
Three of them?
By you.
Oh, yeah, we did the other ones earlier. I noticed the one they painted, but they didn't have an exterior door. Did you have an exterior door when they went and did the stucco?
That's because...
I forgot whose it was. I didn't even Colton's.
One of them was on back order. Can they hear us? Can someone hear us?
Oh, it's just a recording. You don't have to take notes on this.
Well, no, but it does go into, it goes public.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I just didn't know. We had to switch from that door.
Oh, is that what it was?
It was going to be too late. So we switched. So next go around, there's going to be three or four doors to pick from. They'll be my choice. Because I'm not playing this game. And I don't know what it is, but the minute you say paint, they go crazy.
Like every room.
Well, they want, and I'm just going to limit it to... I'm trying to get 46 choices of everything, but that's it. I told Keith I must have got hit in the head because I forgot how they act when they get to paint. We get to paint. They start the... So, no more. UNO County gives them one color and it's white.
Oh, really? See some like a few like neutral colors, you know, like whatever this is. Your shades of white,
gray,
your grays, you know, stuff like that.
I think we can put our heads together and pick about six different colors.
Yeah.
But I'm not letting them go different trim, different wall color anymore, because you have to do all that extra labor.
If they want to do it.
Deal
after
they
close,
yeah.
Go to your heart's content. But here's your,
yep.
Here's your options.
Yeah.
You do what you always said, but it's.
I'm drafting.
They treat it like it's a custom home
program. I'm drafting a document.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm. I'm drafting a document having sign. We'll do the colors up front. And if they change during the process, that's fine, but they'll sign it again right before. But we're probably looking at January for our next start, February, because USDA is out of funding. I'm putting applications on in hopes that they'll get funding in July.
Someone told me, who was it? Someone knows. Kid applied.
Was it somebody that went over income?
Maybe.
Was it somebody that works at IE?
Amanda told me. My wife, I'm not asking her. I don't remember.
Is it somebody that I've got pre-qualified?
I don't think so. We'll hold the meeting down.
I've got four pre-qualified. And then I've got a couple that have fallen out of, well, one that fell out of income. He got raised, and so he's out of income. And then I had another guy that broke up with his girlfriend and said that he's not in a good place to do it right now.
So if once they start and they get a raise,
they're okay after they have their eligibility. So, like, if their situation changes, which a lot of them do in the middle, they girlfriend moves in, wife, and get married. Mm-hmm. Process. So it just affects their subsidy. Their household income has to be reported every year to USDA. Mm-hmm.
Three more minutes?
Five
more.
Yeah, it opened for public comment at 2:02.
I've sent out quite a few applications and haven't gotten them back.
So you're doing this group in Huntington?
No.
Oh, okay.
Crumple.
Oh, so there's three lots left there?
We own two, and then he's going to develop four. Okay. He's going to develop after I get their eligibility. Then he'll go ahead and develop them, and we can have the participants buy them from him. Or I'm doing an environmental review for that program income money. We have $255. And if that happens, then we can buy the lots. But the state is making us do a full. Oh, yeah. Do a full environmental review.
Lacey's stressing.
Don't stress.
It's. Well, this August.
Yeah. With this next trip, but with all this other stuff, not gonna happen. I wish it could, but too many things. Thank you. bedroom in each house. I went down there and I was like, why did you do that? That was not very normal. So I called USDA and they said, okay, it's fine. Last time they were like, nope.
Another 15 minutes. Yes, you can stop sweating.
Seeing that the time is now 2:17 and our public comment period has been open for 15 minutes, seeing that there are no comments, questions, or concerns from the audience, I am going to close this meeting. There are copies of the capital investment plan, and they're available if anyone would like a copy. Seeing that there are no more comments, the hearing is going to be adjourned at 2:17.